Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, this is Deuce, and on Wednesday I listen to G2 Palace Radio with the Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Diva Squad.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Shay, and I want to say I love chilling with the Diva Squad on Wednesday. Talking about I love them, Shout out to the G2 Palace. It's Butterbean.
The Diva Squad. Squad.
This is Thaisa, and on Wednesdays, I listen to the Diva Squad on GQ Palace Radio.
Hey, hey, it's Lavina. If you haven't heard, the best place to be is chilling with the Diva Squad on GQ Palace Radio. Love fantasy is what it is.
Welcome to GQ Palace Radio. You are now on Love Fantasy with your Diva Squad. It's Butter Baby, baby, baby.
Miss Mo, Miss Mo.
IDGYA, yeah, then the middle line, morning to the EA. All of my exes mad, cause they was playing, so I hit my homegirls and told them I can't stay in. Try life, suck on me, that's how I seen. Stepping out, down the rocks, no supreme. See, it took about an hour just to fit it in these jeans, and I don't see no end of future or the scene. I bet you wishing that you had me back. A new mind frame now on the catch a track. So could you please holler at me when the catch is stacked? And I heard the new girl that you have is whack. I got that wet, wet, what is foul? What you hollering about? Money talk, keep quiet. Baby, let your dollar shout. And I got what you want, bet I'm never running out. Checking in, that's place in the bands. I'm coming out like
I'm coming out.
You are now tuned in to GQ Power Radio. Love, fan, the Diva Squad.
Radio Love Fantasy with your Diva Squad. I am Storm, and we have Ray Queen in the building.
Yeah.
How you doing, Ray Queen?
Hello.
Hey.
And of course, we have a good show lined up for you guys tonight. Last week, sorry, we missed you guys. You know, had things to do, getting ready for school, work, jobs, you know, the whole runaround. But definitely welcome back to GQ Palace Love Fantasy with us. Miss Mobetta will be joining us this evening shortly. But until then, we are definitely going to continue on with the show. We have a couple topics lined up for you guys, but just keep in mind this is an adult show, but we do welcome some of the younger callers as well, listening in, give your feedback. You can call and press that one button. We talk about all types of topics, I guess you can say, a little bit of everything. You know, we dibble and dab and a little politics at the same time, you know, not too much, you know, because, you know, politics and, you know, that can go all, you know, the whole show. But we dibble and dab in a lot of things, and we're just happy that you guys are back with us this Wednesday night, right before school, right before the holiday weekend. Miss Ray Queen, how you doing?
I am good. How are you?
I'm tired.
Well, that goes without saying. No rest for the weary.
That's right. It's called tired. This is the delirious tired before I get, like, you know. So I'm tired, but I'm happy.
Yeah, when you find yourself, you know, you feel like you're full of energy, but you know you're tired and you're on your last leg, and you're like kind of giddy. That's when you know you're really tired.
Girl, I'm tired.
Yeah.
I'm definitely tired. But definitely happy birthday to anyone that is celebrating your birthday. It's not Capricorn season, you know, that's the best season to be. But I think it is, what season is this? Is this Leo season?
Leo? Is it Leo? Just after Leo, I think.
Yeah, don't give me the line. I know about Capricorn. I know about Libra. You know, I know about
Aries. Cancer, you know. Little Leo.
Yeah. So a little bit of something. But happy birthday to anyone that is celebrating a birthday this week, today, this month. We have a new month coming in, and of course, it'll be September by the time we do our next show. So happy birthday also for anyone that's in September and finishing up that month of August, even though summertime has went by so fast. I don't know where it went. But I would love for it to come back. Come back to me for a good month or two, and I'll be happy.
Exactly.
So what you been up to, Ray Queen? Everything's good? Working hard?
Working very hard. But loving it, though. I can't complain. I love what I do.
Excellent. See, that's a blessing. You know, when you love what you do, it's not really work. You know,
exactly.
It's more work, you know, kind of working with a passion. You know,
yes.
That's one of the good things, of course, with having a job that you're happy with, you know.
I mean, very happy with.
Excellent.
Blessed.
Excellent.
So grateful. I mean,
yes. Good gosh.
Well, I prayed. I was patient. I was more patient. I was kind. I was more patient and more patient and waited and didn't complain, and it was placed in my hands. I can't complain.
Nothing but God right there.
Anyway, I have a question.
Sure. What you got?
Now, I was at the, where was I? I was at getting some school sneakers, because it's that time of year. And mm-hmm. I saw a little girl on a leash. Her mother literally had this thing, you know, that thing that they used to connect to the kids, literally a leash. This little girl was being drugged on a leash. The mother was walking really fast. I mean, literally harness/leash.
Oh, no.
Dragging the little girl, dragging her. And the little girl's running. Is that allowed to happen nowadays?
I thought that was illegal. I mean, you put leashes on dogs, not on kids. That's what I'm just saying. you put leashes on dogs.
I had one of those things when my son was, like, in his terrible twos phase.
Uh-huh.
And And he, you know, he was a little wild thing, running around. And, you know, when I'd have to go on my appointments and stuff, I got all this background noise. Y'all, pardon me. Let me mute this. I apologize. But, yeah, he was just a little fast thing and just running around. I couldn't keep up with him.
Mm-hmm.
So I purchased one of those things. It was legal then. You know,
oh,
but
I felt so bad.
I felt so bad. And then right after, I said, no, we got to train him. I have to train him. So
yes.
I quickly put him in order and got rid of the thing. Yeah, those are for dogs.
Yeah,
I felt like calling 911 when I saw the little
those
girl.
Those are for dogs. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So those are for dogs. And please forgive me. I gotta just backtrack real fast. Happy birthday to my mother-in-law. She celebrated her birthday on Saturday. Yes. Happy birthday, Mom.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
You know,
my nephew Evan. Happy birthday.
Oh, yes, right? And then happy birthday to my friend's son, Noel. Noel, happy birthday. You know, he's a senior this year. He's going to do big things. You know, definitely proud of him as well. And yet I just did not want to forget Mom Dukes. You know, Mom Dukes, you know, I'm trying to marry into the family. So, you know,
mm-hmm.
I got to make sure I come correct. You know, happy birthday, Mom Dukes. Yeah.
happy birthday.
Yeah, of course. But we do have, you know, a couple topics this evening as well. But speaking about school clothes, just real fast, you know, because it's back to school and, you know, people are going to be taking pictures of their children and stuff like that, you know. And
yeah.
I only want to say, you know, make sure you take a picture of that report card, too. I'm just saying. Take a picture of that report card and post it, you know, because everybody's like, my baby, my son. Please make sure you post that report card, too. I'm just saying.
Exactly.
Because you posting these $300 sneakers, you know, and these expensive pants and True Religion,
mm-hmm.
even if that's what they wear nowadays. But you posting all this expensive stuff, and I know for a fact my little one's going into high school, and I'm like, girl,
Ooh. Yes.
Can you believe it? I'm like,
get ready.
I'm like, girl, get ready. We went for orientation. She has a full, when I say full schedule, she has no study hall. She has something every single period. And these aren't little,
things. Shout out to these smart kids, those of us who have smart kids, and those of us who have kids who are also trying, you know, those of us who work hard at our, you know, kids. My son is a senior. He just left a couple of days ago. To go to Buffalo. He made it there safe to his apartment.
Excellent.
He's in an apartment
Excellent.
This year. And he's a senior. And my daughter, Nia, she's a senior in high school. She's an AP student. For those who don't know AP, it's like honors, but it's higher than honor roll.
I was going to say that. Isn't
an
that
advanced
higher?
Placement.
Yeah.
An AP, a lot of AP classes. And I'm so proud of her. She works hard. She has worked her butt off, and this is her senior year. So shout out to these smart tail kids that we have.
That's
shout
right.
Out. Shout
Listen,
out.
I'm gonna keep pushing mine right here, and you know,
yeah.
and I want to say like it motivates us. I mean, I don't know for you, but I know like you know like watching Mookie like do so good in college, you know, and keep striving and you know not giving up, you know, and just doing what he has to do, and you know just watching our kids like strive and push. To me, it motivates me as a parent, you know, to want to work harder and you know and be better and look at like wow, like this is what you know, like I produce, like this right here
yeah,
is a blessing.
Listen, all the hell that me and my children's father put each other through,
mm-hmm.
we are so grateful that these kids are the nerds that you know that are successful,
yes.
and because they could have you know. Followed in us and our anger and our, you know, problems and our bitterness and things that, you know, that we
mm-hmm.
allowed them to see. But no, they saw what God gave them.
Exactly. And they were able to
because
embrace that and thriving.
Yeah,
and I'm going to tell you, it made me like, it makes me motivated. It makes me want to push and strive and, you know,
yeah.
say, okay, well, you could put, you know, a couple of hours in you know, to go to school to try and do something, you know, and
yeah.
It's funny because, like, people are like, oh, well, school's not for me. Honestly, it's not for me either, but as long as I got a union that's trying to, like, you know, pay for stuff, I want to take advantage, you know, so
yeah.
I want to take advantage of that. So when it's time for me to move on to something different, I want to have something
mm-hmm.
to fall back on, you know. I feel
exactly.
like I was a little stagnant for a while, you know, but now I'm definitely focused. I'm hungry right now. Like, I'm hungry for greatness. You know, I'm hungry to be able
too.
To excel and do something and provide more for my family, you know. So I want to say just thank you for anyone that's out there that's doing what you have to do, that knows that you don't have to beg, borrow, and steal. You don't have to rob
uh-huh.
somebody, you know,
yep.
to be able to make a difference, whether you're in school, out of school, whatever, to be able to
mm-hmm.
make it in this world right now and to keep
Woo.
Making it the correct way. We definitely applaud you, and we're going to keep praying for you guys.
This is why we got.
You know. Hats off to you, you know. Hats off
yeah.
to you, but just want to take a few minutes out to, you know, definitely pay some respect for a lot of people out there that's doing what you got to do. You know, we appreciate you, we thank you, and we thank you guys for taking your time out supporting us. And we just thank
uh-huh.
you for being you and being able to excel and do what you need to do. So definitely congratulations to you. You know, we don't knock anybody. You know, this is, I'm going to say this is the Diva Squad, and right here, I mean, we're a bunch of hustle and bustle women right here.
Yes. Lord knows. Ooh, yes.
Sometimes we work like the Jamaican, sometimes we work like the African, you know, but we are some hustle women right here, you know, and
yes.
we definitely know the meaning of working hard, you know, and
uh-huh.
that's what we're doing,
uh-huh.
and, you know, we're mothers, we're wives, you know, we're, you know, girlfriends and so on, and, you know, we're trying to excel. So definitely, so one of the topics tonight was, I believe it was dealing with trust issues. Like, how do you deal with someone who has trust issues, you know? And then how do you deal with someone when you have your own trust issues? How do you do that?
Experienced at that.
oh, well, you go, girl. You know.
I can speak in my experience.
But we want you to, only because when people send in, you know, these topics, it's like, well, we're like, well, wow, we talked about this already, you know, like, that was a show that we've done. But when you
uh-huh.
open the phone lines up and you say, hey, you know what, let's talk about it, you know, let's talk about trust issues, you know, relationships.
Uh-huh.
So we want to definitely, you know, just spend some time just going over that and giving our opinion about how do you deal with it, you know. So you can
uh-huh.
go ahead first, Ms. Ray Queen.
You definitely got to know yourself. You got to know your worth, because there's going to be times, I know in my experience, there were times where, you know, my self-worth, my self-esteem, you know, I've been up and down. So, you got to know your partner. You have to, well, I was going to say you have to trust your partner, but there have been times where although I thought I knew that my partner wasn't going to cheat, I trusted my partner. I didn't trust myself because I was insecure at that time. And then there were other times where vice versa, where I was, you know, in the exact opposite position where I knew I was being good,
mm-hmm.
you know, so you better trust me, you know, and then I walked down with that attitude even, oh, you're going to trust me, you better trust me, because I know I'm not going to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't, and then, because at the time my partner was insecure, he might have ended, you know, he ended up cheating, or, you know, it's like a roller coaster.
But do you think that partners end up cheating because they are insecure with the relationship or insecure with themselves? Or do you think it's more like, oh, this relationship just isn't working, so I want to just do what I want to do, you know?
Well, a little bit of both and a little bit of none, because you could be going through something, period, you know, and let's just say,
got some family issues, a death in the family maybe, and you're down and out, and you don't want to lean on that partner. You don't want to, you know, that partner to console you. You're angry at the world because you lost a family member or something. And then, you know, there's a friend or, you know, and then a friend of a friend or something, somebody who does, you know, make you feel like, okay, well, okay, I feel kind of comfortable with and letting my guard down and end up, you know, just letting this person console me and then end up, you know, so there's all sorts of different scenarios. Relationships in themselves are just, they're hard. It's not easy. It's not easy. You can have all the love, you know, you can have the best, you can both have, be successful and have good jobs and a beautiful house and kids, and a relationship is hard because you have outside forces. You have at times where you're feeling low, could be due to even hormonal, or times where, you know, work is hard, or you know, having a bad day at work, or what, you don't want to come home and bring that problem to your mate, so you stay out and you go out and you have a drink at the bar. Next thing you know, you end up in somebody's door. You know, any little thing.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
So you got to first trust yourself. You got to know yourself. You have to be able to not place yourself in those situations that will make you vulnerable. I know myself. To the best of my ability, I'm not going to put myself in that position where I know that I may be weak, I may be vulnerable. I'm going to go to work. I'm going to take care of my household. I'm going to take care of myself and my mate and, you know, everything. When it comes to going out, me and my mate should be going out together. Or me and my good friends that are good, quote-unquote, good for me, my good-for-me friends.
Right,
I should be going out with them. You know what I'm saying? I shouldn't be, just because I'm overwhelmed at work, go. Even if I say, okay, I'm going to the bar by myself and have a drink, I'm putting myself in a vulnerable position right there because I'm by myself. I'm drinking. I'm feeling down and out. You know what I'm saying?
Right. But even though you're drinking, you're feeling down and out, you put yourself in a vulnerable situation.
Right.
But do you believe that the people that you go out with, if you go out or when you go out, do you believe those people have your back, or do you believe that, you know, they kind of want to see you fail?
Oh, even your best of friends, quote-unquote best of friends, are going to want to see you fail because of jealousy. There's going to be one friend that was your friend since kindergarten. You know, you guys are still hanging strong because you're in that same group of, let's just say, I'm going to give an example. Maybe we're all in the same clique. You know, we've been in the same clique since kindergarten. We don't hang with the other people, you know. Yeah, we consider ourselves good friends. Meanwhile, that friend has been a hater from day one, but we're in the same clique, same type of people. You know what I'm saying? So, of course, you have to, you got to be with like-minded people. You have to be surrounded.
That's
right. You have to surround yourself with like-minded people. It's not going to work any other way, in my opinion.
That's right.
And
but
your,
you know what? You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. And I wanted to definitely touch on something that you said when you said, you know, even that closest friend can be, you know, someone that, you know, is praying for your downfall or want to see you fail. You know, do you believe that that's your friend, though, or do you believe that that's someone in the season? Only because, you know, I met, you know, a couple different people, and I kind of feel like they're like seasoned people, you know, but then they end up being around for a long time, and the friend that I am to them, they're not really that friend to me, you know, if that makes sense. Like, you know,
it definitely makes sense.
You know, I would say that in my head I thought it was a season, but then overall it ended up still being, you know, many, many years later, but then just still has like certain signs, and you see certain behaviors that show you that the person could be jealous of you. You know what I'm saying?
Of course. That's going to happen in every person's in every circle.
Every circle,
you have that one person that's, you know, pretending to be that ride or die. Whether they're acting or not, they just have something in them that they're lacking.
Right.
That they're
hating. Now, it might take a certain situation to wake that person up, you know, because that person might need you, might have needed you all these years. You might have been the only thing that has kept this person going. Although this person has been secretively hating, there's something about you that has been the only thing that has been this person, you know, this person's drive to live. You know, but this person is something in that person that can't say it, that can't, you know, this person might not be purposely. But then also there are the purposeful haters, those who, you know, are just haters. And you can see it in their face. You can see it in their actions. But meanwhile, they're just still around. And then the fake smile. And then the, you know, the phony.
Right. Because, see,
but
like, I always
there,
tell
there
people.
There is that season.
But I always tell people, like, you know, like certain people, like, oh, you know, like my circle of friends is tight. You know, I don't really need no new friends. I'm not, you know, in this business to make new friends. If I meet some people, that's good, you know. But at this point in age, you know, forgive me when I say it at work all the time, you know, I'm 39 years old. Let's be real about it. You know, I'm 39. The odds of me meeting someone that's going to be my friend, that's been my friend for 20, 30 years at this point in the game is probably kind of old. You know what I'm saying? That's probably not going to happen. Because when you work at different jobs, you know, you tend to meet people who you want to say are like-minded, but they can be younger, they can be older, you know. But usually, like, the younger ones, you don't really talk, you know, I mean, you don't really hang out with them that much because you're older, you know. And I find myself, like, if my daughter's your age, I'm really not going to hang out with you. Like, we don't really have anything in common because my daughter's your age. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like, you're around the same, or if you're around the same age, like, I'm 39, you know. Like, I'm sorry, but, you know, a 23-year-old, 25, 20, you know, those really aren't going to be the people that I hang around with, you know. I'll be cool with you, you know, because we on the same, you know, we do what we got to do as far as the hustle and bustle. But as far as doing other things, we're really not on the same level. And I say all this because is that because, do you think that's because the trust that I have from within or the trust of me not trusting other people? Because with the topic is about trust for like a potential mate. But if we make it a broad span for even with people who aren't in a relationship, who it could be a relationship with a female, it could be a relationship with a male, it could be a relationship with a friend, do you think that that's lack of trust, or what do you think that that is?
I think that's knowledge of self. I'm sorry. I walk around and I say this every day, all day to everybody. I don't trust anybody. Now, yes, I do have my circle.
Right.
You know, which is very small.
Right.
And, you know, but literally, I don't trust. You could be my boss. You could be my sibling. You can be my, you know. There's literally not even that. Maybe there's, I don't know if I could count five people. Okay, maybe I'll give five people, but I have a very small circle of people that I trust. Very small. So I live by the, I don't trust anybody, and I will look you in your face and tell you. So I'm sorry. Don't ever think that I'm going to trust you. I don't trust anybody. That's just, and I know. But I know the difference between that person and me that's saying that, and I also know the difference between the person who I was when I was younger and immature and didn't know anything about trust.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Let me tell you. I want to say I probably got about 5'2", and I tell anybody that the reason I know my circle is tight is because my trust isn't really there. Like, you can tell me whatever you want me to believe, but the first time you show me something that makes me not believe what you're saying, then that means that we're not going to be the way we were before. You know, only because, even if it's a small lie, you know, if it's something that I feel like, wow, like, are you kidding me? Like, if you're going to lie about something like that, what else will you lie about? You know, so I make sure that, like, I keep my circle extremely tight, and I feel like
you have to.
The mission, you know, the mission that we're on is we're all supposed to be trying to be on the mission of living Christ-like and making sure that, you know, when that time comes that we've lived the way we're supposed to live, you know, according to, you know, God's plan. So I mm-hmm. want to make sure that I'm doing everything I need to do according to his plan. And sometimes
yep.
I feel like I had to learn the hard way. And my hubby will tell you, I had to learn the hard way when it came down to trusting at work. You know,
mm-hmm.
I learned the hard way, you know, when that push came to shove and no one was there. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
I learned the hard way with that. And I said, I won't be put in that situation, you know, again. But I learned.
Yeah.
I learned that, you know, push came to shove and I was dolo, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't even like it was something major. It was everything that was so small. But once the lie got going and it was believable, it was like,
yeah.
even though it wasn't the truth, it sounds believable, you know.
Of course.
Depending on who you were talking to. And it left me by myself. So it's like now
right.
I proceed with caution no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
But I make sure that I'm working on my plan B. You know, my plan
yes.
B is, you know, being able to elevate as far as my education is concerned. And that's what
mm-hmm.
I need to do, you know. So
exactly.
I understand when it comes down to the whole trust, you know, situation. I learned the hard way with trust in a relationship, you know,
mm-hmm.
being in a relationship with someone that wasn't healthy, you know, healthy for me, that, you know, cheated
mm-hmm.
on me. And I said, you know what, people don't realize when they have a good woman in their life to me, you know,
mm-hmm.
because you want to take advantage of that woman.
Yeah.
You want to take for granted that woman. But in all reality,
yeah, and,
when you have
yeah.
a good woman, you're supposed to hold on to that woman. If you
exactly,
don't,
exactly, and
know,
vice versa. And vice versa,
you.
You know, women too. When you have a good man, you want to hold on to that, you know, good person. Because I know I'm guilty of being unfaithful and unworthy
mm-hmm.
of being trusted. I've been
mm-hmm.
there. I've done that. You know, so I would say I'm grateful that I'm at a place in my life where I'm grateful for second chances. I'm so grateful that, you know, that God allows, you know, his mercy to just
mm-hmm.
pour down on us. I'm grateful.
Yes, but you know what? At least you can admit it, you know, because
oh,
there's
course.
Some people out there that can't admit it. Like, I have
exactly.
never cheated on anyone. And you would think
uh-huh.
because of my history and because of my
mm-hmm.
record and being
mm-hmm.
with people who aren't healthy for me, who, you know, did
mm-hmm.
cheat on me, you would think
mm-hmm.
that I would have. You know,
right.
just basically
right.
to get
right.
even. Like, you know what? I'm gonna
right.
get you because you got me. You know,
mm-hmm.
I'm the worst liar that there is. So therefore, and I'm not anybody. If I ever have to go to court, please don't tell me nothing. Because if
uh-huh.
I get on that stage and I start to stuttering or my eyes start to roll in other directions and stuff, please, honey, we all going to jail. So do me
yeah.
a favor. Do me a favor and don't tell me nothing that I might be put in the court of law and I might have to lie for you
right.
for. You know, you better off than, you know, no, I ain't telling her nothing, you know, because
uh-huh.
God forbid.
Can't use
yes,
you
God
for
forbid.
Excuse. No, I was going out with Lavina and
no.
A Storm and
No. Because you know what? I start to get fidgety and stuff real fast. And anybody that know me know, like, I
mm-hmm.
can't lie. Like, if I could lie to you over the phone, or you put me
mm-hmm.
in front of your face, oh, it's a wrap, you know. And I feel like that trust, you know, the trust when it comes down to being, like, in relationships, it's like, yeah, you know what, my past kind of, like, makes me feel, you know, it made me feel like I wasn't worthy, you know, that I wasn't
yes.
able to,
oh, yeah.
you know, find the love that I, you know, that I felt that I deserved, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then over time,
mm-hmm.
you know, when you, you know, go from relationship to relationship, because I'm not a good date, you know. I'm not a good
uh-huh.
date either, to be honest. I'm really not. Like, when I tell you I'm boring, you know, I'm boring, I'm controlling. Like, I really am. Like, I have these behaviors, I guess you can say. I have
uh-huh.
these behaviors that isn't really like, oh, she's not a girly girl. No, I'm not. Like, I'm not a girly
uh-huh.
girl, you know. I used to be, you know, when things was a little different with the body and stuff like that, you know. But nowadays, you know, it's like when you're trying
what?
To work on different things and stuff, you
mm-hmm.
know, I know when I when
other
I
things
lose
become
it,
important.
Right. You know, when I get down to where I want to be in my life,
uh-huh.
you know, I know that I'll be, you know, well, damn, look at her. She's looking all nice and stuff. Where's she going? Nowhere
yeah.
to the store,
yeah. Yeah.
you know. Then it'll be more, you know. But now I'm just like, what do you mean? I got the man already. Like, what you mean? You know, after all these years, man, listen, But I'm going to tell you, I pray to God that in the relationship I'm in right now, because God forbid, what I tell you, God forbid anything ever were to go wrong, I don't know if I could walk away the way I walked away in my other my last two. I don't know if I could just walk away like that. I think I might probably lose my mind, have to, you know, hurt somebody, then go into the psych hospital for evaluation and stuff like that this time, you know, only because you you know, you say, oh, you know, this time is different, you know, and that person tells you everything that you want to hear, and everything sounds great, and there's no flaws,
it's
you know, a little wrinkly
sometimes.
Yes. So I'm hoping and praying that this one right here, we didn't walk down the aisle yet. I don't know what's taking him so long. You know, that gives me a little doubts, too, you know, because, you know, when it takes a little long time, you know, it takes a long time, it makes you think, like, why is this person waiting so long if you're the love
but
of my
I see
life?
It, I,
you know?
But you know what? I see it coming all together, though. God definitely
right.
has that
see,
happening for
see,
a reason.
Me,
I
me
see
too.
That all coming together.
See, and that's a blessing because I see see it coming, you know. I can feel it coming. You know, you know, the flesh gets, you know, very impatient.
Yes, of course.
The flesh gets very impatient.
Especially your
and they're
controlling
like, well, wow,
stuff. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and you know I'm controlling, so I know that's what it is. But I tell anybody when it comes down to being in a relationship, whether it's, you know, a male, female, whatever it is you choose to do, transgender, you know, what's it, pansexual, you name it, whatever you choose to do in your life, you know, you want to make sure that you're walking right.
Yes.
You have to walk right. You have to walk right. You have to demand certain things, you know, and I have to get it out of my head of, you know, miss fix it or miss save the world, you know. I have to get that out of my head because sometimes I want to save the world. If I know people that's in, like, domestic violence relationships, I want to save the world, you know.
Yeah.
I have to get that out of my head, you know.
Yep, yep.
But how do you feel, like, when it comes down to, like, relationships, whether it's, you know, with your spouse, you know, boyfriend, whoever it may be with, it could be with your children. Do you feel that once the trust is broken with your children, it's hard also?
You know what? I don't think, and I can only speak from my experience, in my relationship and with my relationship with my kids and my relationship with my family members also, close family members, we're going to have our ups and downs. We're going to have our little, you know, even if it's, I'm going to give an example, the tissue roll. Everybody in the house knows that I like the tissue, the toilet paper, to come a certain way, okay? Now, I'm trusting, being that I told y'all, I yell, I stomp, I complain, I'm trusting in y'all to put the toilet paper the right way when you put the toilet paper on the roll, which I myself, I'm guilty of not even putting the toilet paper on the roll. I'll just set it up on a stump and keep it moving. But when I do see the toilet paper on the roll, I want it a certain way. Everybody in the house knows that. Okay, I trust y'all all to put it the right way. When I come into the bathroom, guess what? That toilet paper is never, you know, the right way. Now, did that break my trust in my mate? Did that break my trust in my children, in my house? No. So I have to look at it as, you know what? At least they put it on the roll. At least they made the attempt. Or if when my mate does it, oh, he did that. I know he did it to make me mad because he knows that as much as I complain, I don't even put the toilet paper on the roll as much as he does, even, you know? So, I mean, something so simple as that. So now we're talking broad now when it comes to trust with everybody and major things. And, you know, once the trust is broken, now, there was a time where I would not say this. I was the exact opposite. But I can say now that once the trust is broken, it can be rebuilt. It can.
Wait, did you say it can be rebuilt?
It can. Yes.
Wow. Okay. All right. Gotcha.
At one time. Now I've been on a sliding scale with this, a roller coaster with this. But right now, at the point where I am, right now in life, yes, I can say. Yeah. Yes, I can say. Because I know that I've done some things that were not worthy. I don't deserve regardless of how many apologies that I can give, whether it be, and we're just talking about the small roll of toilet paper, because I've done some major things to people, you know.
Right.
So
right.
So I'm going to keep it simple to this roll of toilet paper. You know,
right,
here
right,
I am
right.
complaining, and I'm trusting you to do something that I'm not even doing. You know what I'm saying?
I know. Let me bring this caller on real fast before you continue. Let me just bring her on real fast. Hello,
hey.
Welcome to Love Fantasy.
Hi, Jesus. How's everyone?
We're doing pretty good. I had Rachel was just explaining. We were talking about, you know, a roll of toilet paper, just, you know, like summing it up. I know it sounds funny, but I just have to say it that way, Rachel, to get her response. That's funny.
Well, what are y'all talking about tonight? A roll of toilet paper?
Well, we're talking about trust. Now, I don't want to sit here. We're really talking about trust, but I'm not. I don't want to sit here and, you know, it's not everybody in the world's business that, you know, I have cheated or that I have lied or that
exactly,
I have misled
exactly.
or that I have,
yeah,
you know. So
yeah.
we're talking about
that's
something that's more
yeah.
as a roll
yeah.
of toilet paper, and I'm being realistic, and I'm keeping, you know, I'm smiling about it and I'm laughing about it, but I'm very serious.
Right.
That trust can be asked a question, Diva. Miss
Yes, okay.
So I'm asking the question.
The topic for tonight was, oh, you were talking about trust issues. You know, how do you deal with someone who has trust issues, whether it's your mate or whether it's, you know, the children have broken your trust? You know, how do you deal with your children after your children have broken your trust? So, you know, we went from pretty much talking about it being, you know, from mate, spouse, husbands, girlfriends, wives, boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever it may be. We went from that to just talking about trust issues as far as your children are concerned. Once your children break that trust issue, then what do you do? That's what we're talking about.
So we're just talking about the children?
Well, we're talking about
or can we talk about
also,
everybody?
It's
we're talking
everybody.
About trust issues.
Yeah, it's everybody. It's your girlfriend, your boyfriend, if you're transgender, if you're pansexual. It's everything
as
a whole. We don't want to discriminate against anybody.
Right. Well, my thing is, and I mean, this is my opinion, everyone. Like, when the trust is broken, like, I have problems. I have problems with you after that. I may deal with you. It's going to be hard as hell. Oh, I'm sorry. It's hard as heck for me to trust you again.
Mm-hmm.
And God knows it's nothing worse than I hate than a thief. If you steal from me, that's like a no-no. Like, that is like, that trust, what, if you steal from me and I trusted you to that point, I can't, like, you know, I can't go back on that. If you cheated on me, it's always going to be in the back of my head. Okay, baby, I'm going to give you another chance. But I already know deep down in my heart that you're still doing the same thing. So
Miss Twisted, just hold on a second. We got to bring somebody on the air real fast.
All righty. All righty.
We you know, just talk about the trust issue topic. T, if you want to still give your response, and then we're going to switch it over to Miss Mobetta so she can give, you know, her response and stuff like that to the topic.
Well, I mean, you know, like me, I'll give you the shirt off of my back. And sometimes I know, and I know sometimes, when I know that you've done, when I'm talking about cheating now, I know that you've done it, and I still deal with it. You know what? At the end of the day, guess whose problem and fault that is? It's mine.
Mm-hmm.
Because
that's
I'm
right.
giving
mm-hmm.
you that chance to do it again. Like, you know, knowing that you're going to do it, knowing that you have always did it, but I
mm-hmm.
still want to love you because that's what I want to do. And you know, once you let your guards down to certain people, they'll run all over top of you
run
to
all,
do
yes,
what they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
You know, and I know this, and it hurts. It hurts. But deep down, you know, you tell yourself, oh, they're going to do better. They're going to get better. No, they're not. Because they already know what game they can run over you now. They know you're going to accept it regardless of whether you like it or not.
I wish
right,
everybody
right.
came with a book. I wish everyone came with a book.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes. You can
yes.
go to the index and look it up
yourself.
And
that's my point on it.
Mm-hmm. All right, Miss Mobetta, Miss Mobetta.
Yes, 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 yes.
What you got?
Listen, the reason a lot of times we have so many expectations of people that it's easy for the trust to be broken, number one, mm-hmm. started. Now, me personally, I believe in giving people the benefit of the doubt because I've made mistakes sometimes, too, that has betrayed people's trust. You know, you
mm-hmm.
understand what I'm saying? And a lot of times, and at that point, it's like, you know what? What I did was a little selfish, but I didn't do it to intentionally hurt anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So that makes it the catch-22. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So now what can I do to convince them that I really didn't mean it? You know what I mean?
I didn't do this
to hurt you. You know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? It just was a selfish move of me, and I'm sorry. You know what I mean? Now,
mm-hmm.
To build that, again, you have to start checking yourself, like, all right, I'm not going to do that again. Now, on the reverse tip,
mm-hmm.
if, like you said, T, if you dealing with this one person and they keep doing the same thing over and over and over again, then
yeah.
you're the moron. Then you're the
exactly.
moron because you're expecting
exactly.
them to do something different. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Then now you got to ask, how much more do I want for myself?
Right, right, right.
You know? So it's sad. It's crazy sometimes because you got some people that are just they won't allow you to trust them because that's just the type of people that they are.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because good
you
people
know,
make mistakes too. You know what I mean?
That's
so.
True. That's true. But you know what, Mobetta, with that being said, like some people
Ooh.
Will make you like look like you're the guilty party anyway,
mm-hmm.
like, No. It wasn't even like that. You know, you always want to holler about, I did this, I did that. I ain't doing jack. Like,
mm-hmm.
no, you was busted
mm-hmm.
red-handed. Like, you know, and then, like, somebody like me, I'm going to be like, you right. Okay. You know what? I was wrong. But I really, when I look at the picture, I wasn't wrong.
Right.
I was hurting.
Avoid the argument.
Yeah, I was hurting. But I let my guards down, and I continuously kept letting my guard down. So
right.
it's shame on me on that instance, you know.
Right.
But
so
you
now, like you said, you gotta learn to get over the feelings after a while. You gotta
yes,
learn to separate
yes.
the emotion from the reality. You know what I mean? Like my emotion, I love this person, of course I do. But they keep
mm-hmm.
doing horrible things that's making me feel bad. Like I'm tired of feeling like shit. Excuse my French. I'm tired of feeling
mm-hmm.
like crap.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? And something has to change. You know, something has to change here. Whether it's me
exactly.
leave or you leave, but somehow we got to separate because we're not growing. This situation is not growing. Even with a job situation, if you don't feel
mm-hmm.
like there's no growth at your job, don't be that victim
yeah.
of circumstance. Don't let the job hold you back like, oh, well, under the circumstances, I can't. It's that
right.
entirely mm-hmm. negative.
Been there.
If that's what you
want to
get rid of, is the negative.
Mm-hmm. Even if you got to walk by yourself, so be it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So be it. You have to walk by yourself. When you came into that job, you got the job by yourself. You're going to leave when that, you know, by yourself.
Yep.
You're not going to leave with a whole bunch of people. So it don't even
that's
make a difference, you know?
Yep. Absolutely.
I definitely agree
friends.
With you, you know.
Absolutely. But Storm had asked a question about, you know, when the kids' trust is betrayed. See, that's a little different level. That's on a whole different level, you know what I'm saying?
Right,
because
right.
You have a little more power as far as the kids are concerned.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Where you can actually dig in them. You know what I mean?
especially if they're, like, not of age to where they really can't take care of themselves. And this, I'm not saying this the way you want your kids to be afraid of you. You just, you want them, you have to let them know that I'm open to whatever you got going on. I want you to be able to come to me and say anything to me, or you can come to me with anything. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So
yes.
We're on a different level when it comes to kids, you know. But I'm nosy. I'm snooping through my kid's shit. I'm sorry.
Yes.
Me too.
I'm snooping.
Okay.
All right, then.
9 times out of 10, I pay for it anyway.
Hello?
Exactly. Until you get out there on your own and you pay on your own, don't even think it. Sorry.
Yep.
Mm. Even what I'm not paying for, I'm still going to check it out here.
I'm going to check it out.
Going on.
You know why, Storm? Because people maneuver different nowadays than they did back in the day. It's no, you know, you don't have it to where you have neighbors and stuff that are actually look out for your children. You know, so you have to go take that little extra measure to make sure, and you got to let the kids know this is not because I'm being nosy. It's because it's about your safety. You know what I'm saying? We have to take extra measures now because there's so many different things going on nowadays. You can't really trust anybody. So
you
gotta let your kids know that this world, we're living in a cruel world right now.
Okay, your neighbor could be the pedophile. Your neighbor could be the racist. You never really know what's going on nowadays. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Where they used to look out for your children and make sure that they're good and make sure that they're safe, they don't do that nowadays. I'm not going to say everybody don't, but there's a lot. Back in the day, there was a lot more people that was helping you raise your kid versus nowadays. Nowadays, you have the one that's envious of what your kid has or what you have or what you got in your backyard or what you're doing or the car you drive. They're so envious of you, you know, that they're too busy, you know, how this person got that? How do they afford that? Then I think of, how do we make this neighborhood a safe neighborhood? How do we make this neighborhood good? You know, when I leave, I know I can tell so-and-so, hey, so-and-so, keep an eye on my house, I'm leaving. Nowadays, you can't even tell so-and-so I'm going away because so-and-so might rob you.
Hello?
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, it's just sad. It's sad how the world is going, people are just maneuvering nowadays. You know, everybody wants to die. Not everybody. Some people want to digest what somebody else is eating. You know what I mean? So, come on. This is some shenanigans.
Now, I want to switch it real fast and just talk to you guys about,
what's that noise I hear in the background?
Probably my dryer. Let me move away from it.
Or it could be the AC.
I'm walking in here to the AC.
About like empowering. Like, do you feel like nowadays it's like people, women? Let's focus on women since all of us are women. You know, do you feel nowadays that women are uplifting women, each other, or do you feel like they're more like beating them down worse than before?
Who wants to go first?
Say that again.
The question was, like, women empowering, you know, like empowering other women, uplifting other women, you know, motivating other women. Do you feel like women nowadays are doing that, or do you feel like they're more like beating each other down instead of lifting each other up? What do you feel is going on nowadays with women, you know, with women with women?
I think they still doing a lot of hating, for real.
Yeah.
You know, but be happy. Like, I've noticed, like, me with my move, okay, and I'm not going to call no names or anything like that, but, you know, instead of you being happy that I've grown, like, it's like that you're putting me down. You don't even come around me no more. I don't feel like I'm no better than nobody, but this is what I've been used to having my own. Be happy for me, you know, like, if I'm down and out and I need a roll of toilet tissue, we're getting back on that toilet tissue. Give it to me. Don't put me down and be like, well, no, I can't help you. You know, I can't help you out. Hey, I might not have no money until another couple of days, but I'm out of toilet paper. So you're not going to help me? I've even heard, like, on the side, like, oh, she thinks she all this because you know, she got her little place and, you know, she doing good now. She don't need nobody. It's not that I don't need anybody. I don't want to have to go to anybody unless I have to.
Right.
And then I'm going to my family first and foremost.
Right, but are you still communicating with those people that help you get situated to where you at, you know, like to get you more comfortable? Are you still, like, communicating with those people?
Nope.
Oh,
bye, girl. I ain't got time for you. Because, see, if you do something that simple, Storm, it's no telling what your next move may be.
Oh, God. All right.
So
checkmate.
I got to keep my guards up. But you know what? I love to see that next woman do better for herself, her family, whatever the situation is. Like, even with my, I'll use my daughter. Like, she's doing so good. Like, hey, I commend you for being that woman that you are. You, 27 years old, doing dang on good for you and your two kids. But you got somebody out here that's even doing, that's got more than you do. But like she say, it ain't about what you got. It's how you present yourself in the whole situation.
And honestly,
I've never felt like I was better than nobody. And guess what? At the end of the day, ain't nobody no better than me. I don't care if you got a 50-bedroom house and I got a one. I'm still the same person that I was, and you should be too.
Amen.
And that's all I got to say. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
You know what? It's bad because we are in such competition with each other for absolutely no reason, you know. And I think it goes back to men. You understand what I'm saying? And I, because it's just such a shortage of men, number one. That's just one aspect of it. You know what I'm saying? So we feel we have to compete to be in a certain position. You know what I'm saying? And instead of, like, we could all have this. You know what I'm saying? We'd be like, no, I want that. I don't feel that you should have it. You know what I mean? I don't know if that sounded a little weird to y'all, but, you know, I just caught a brain freeze on that one.
That's all right.
I did. I caught a brain freeze because it's a lot to it. You know what I'm saying? And this is dating back to, like, slavery days. You understand what I'm saying? So, y'all know I dig kind of deep on certain things, but it's just our men, it seems like our men is being, like, stripped from us. You know what I'm saying? So, we have slim pickings. You know, so that'll make one woman want what the next woman have, like, you know, like Storm has a good relationship in my eyes. You understand what I'm saying? And somebody else that is not in one will see that and will want what she have. And instead of building their own like she did, they would want to go after hers. You understand what I'm saying?
Well, I'll be honest with you.
And that's a major problem now. It's a major problem. And we're made to have to almost degrade ourselves to have anything. You know what I'm saying? You got to go out there and strip and all kinds of stuff. You know what I mean? That's like, I don't know if y'all seen Nitty's post earlier. He put up a post where Mayweather had a room full of chicks in there just throwing his money around and all of that stuff. And they all in there popping and all kinds of stuff like that. You have some people in there, they see the money, but they also really want it as a personal relationship, but they don't see that money. So I'm going to degrade myself right now to get that money. But in her inner feelings, that's not what she really wants.
Right, you know what I'm saying?
So your circumstances are setting you up
to where you have to degrade yourself, and then now you're going to shoot at the next woman. You're going to shoot at the next woman because this is something that you want. But you don't really need to do that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And the bottom line, here, the common denominator in all of that is materialism.
Right. Well, I'm gonna tell you, you know, in anyone's, you know, eyes, you know, I'll be the first person to tell you, no relationship is perfect. We all know that,
I got
the struggles like everybody else. But there's one thing that I learned along the journey of, like, what we were talking about earlier about, like, relationships and being involved with people, and then them, you know, deciding that they want to cheat and be with somebody else or whatever. I tell anybody, like, if you were able to take him or be with him sexually, whatever the case may be, or even have him entertain you, then he wasn't meant for me. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Then you can have
him
if that's the case, because that means he's not really mine. You know, when I feel like, you know, God sent this man, you know, to me or whatever, maybe this isn't the man that God sent me if he's able to be taken by somebody else for whatever reasons. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So
he really don't want to be in that position. Right.
And so to me, you can't take something that doesn't really belong to you or that don't want to go. How about that?
Exactly.
You know, if the person want to go, the person's going to go. The person want to stay, they're going to stay. But guess what? You can't do both. You can't
go and then
think you're going to stay too. No, because once you go, the door's going to be out. The door's right there. You're going to have to stay out there because there's no turning back. You know, from that to me, you know what I'm saying? To me, and I feel like you made a valid point, and I didn't see the post that he put up earlier, you know, but the issue I have with that is that you're promoting, once again, you're promoting sex. So I have a friend that, you know, used to strip. Like, you know, she was trying to, you know, take care of her family. Her old man was locked up or whatever, you know, and she was destined to take care of her and her child. And her thing was, you know what, I'm going to make some money, you know, at night. This way I'll still be able to provide, you know, for my son. And, I mean, it worked, yes, you know. Like, she was able to provide and able to finish school and able to maintain this job. And she had a good support system. But the type of person that people might have perceived her to be was probably something worse than what she really is. Like, she had a goal in mind. Her goal was, you know what, I know that this man is doing, you know, 2-3 years, whatever it was, and here I am. I need to provide for me and my kids, but I love this man, and I still want to be with him, so I'm going to do what I got to do. So in their eyes, like, oh, she a gold digger, oh, you know, she going to turn tricks or whatever.
Yeah,
but in her eyes, she's like, nah, I'm going to go dance my behind off, sweat like crazy, and at the end of the night, I hope and pray I got enough money to pay these bills or send some commentary over him. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So to me, it's like, I feel like they get different, you know, they get a bad rap, some of them. And I don't, like I said, I only know one. I only know one that I know personally. I know the TV shows and stuff I've seen, but I know one personally who literally was like, you know what, I'm trying to work this job. It's not working. I need something that I could work late at night when my, you know, when my child is asleep. I need to be able to go someplace, make some money off the books. Yes, it's quick, and I got to go to school during the day, and I'm trying to maintain this job. It's like, really, like, her hustle and bustle, it was on point. It's just she couldn't find another hustle that was going to pay her off the books, cash money daily.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
I only
know one person, but she would even say, like, the perception of even, like, some of the guys, you know, they were like, oh, you know, we got a dollar for you. You know, like, they would, like, say, like, stuff like that. And she's like, yo, you need more than a dollar to waste my time. Like, come on now. You know me. I don't get down for no dollar. You know, if I'm going to go and I'm going to dance, you're going to pay me. You know, you're not going to give me no dollar. But it's just stuff like that. The perception of it is she'll do whatever for this dollar. You know what I'm saying? And that's the sad part about it. It's like they get that bad rap, but a lot of them, I know you guys probably saw Players Club. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
That was my movie right there. Like, you know, that right there, let me tell you.
Did y'all see the movie on TV One?
Oh, I just saw it yesterday. Oh my God! Yes, I did. That was something.
That was crazy, and that was a true story. That was a true story. You understand? And that goes back to what we're saying of circumstances. How circumstances will set you up, like, to do stuff that you really don't want to do. Lil Mama did not want to be in that position, but under her circumstances and how she felt for this man, made her.
Yep.
made her demoralize herself.
But you said it right, though, the way she felt for him. But I'm going to tell you, and we spoke about domestic violence for a few minutes earlier, too. That right there was that perfect perfect example of domestic violence. Because when he when he headbutted her, man, if I could have went through that TV screen, it would have been on. Let me tell you
something. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my God.
I felt so bad for her. Like, whoever didn't see it, you guys need to see this movie.
See that movie. And it's,
I missed it.
What is it called? I forgot the name of it, but it was on TV One starring Lance Gross and Little Mama and Tammy.
And Tammy Roman.
Mm-hmm. Tammy Roman, yes.
I wanted to
see
that.
And let me tell you, that was some
great,
they did some great acting, because if I could see Lance Gross right now, I'd probably try to choke him, just because. That's how great the acting was in that. But the
well,
the
if
story
y'all think of the name of the movie, somebody inbox
right
me or text
right
me.
Now, yeah.
Okay.
Yes, but it was awesome, and like I said, for that to be a true story and see how people really do things like that for the love of my man or for the love of the person that I'm with, and that's why a lot of people they struggle to uplift each other, because it just, you know, you start possessing things because you didn't have, you know, you grew up without a lot of things, so you were like, all right, once I get stuff, I'm going to hold on to it, and no, I'm not sharing. You know, it makes you a selfish person, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You have to start looking at you first and then look outwards. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
No,
right.
Domestic violence, we know we don't deal with domestic violence any way, shape, form, or fashion. Nobody ever asks for that. So, you know.
Okay,
all
right. So the name of it, it says When Love Kills. That's the name
of it.
When
Love Kills.
Okay,
yes.
When
Love
Kills. And it's a true story. It's about the Felicia Blakely story. That's what it was.
Yes.
And whoever did not watch it, you guys got to watch this. And
what's the name of the game again? I mean,
it's called When Love Kills.
When Love Kills.
Yeah, look, make sure you guys watch it. When I tell you, one of my friends, she let me watch it yesterday because she recorded it, and when I tell you, it was so good. Like, it had me like, wow, you know. But it showed you, you know, once you guys do watch it, it showed you how the mother's reaction and the mother's lifestyle trickled down to the daughter's lifestyle. You know what I'm saying?
Theory. Yep.
It did, right, Miss Mobetta? Would you agree?
Yes, absolutely.
That it trickled down, like things that the mother was doing next, you know, the kids started doing. And it made sense, because at the end, the mother is saying, I'm so sorry. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm sorry that I did this to you. You know what I'm saying?
So when you guys
get a chance, make sure you watch it, because when I tell you, I was glued
to it. I definitely will.
If I could find it again, I'm sure I'm going to record it so I could watch it, you know. And it gives you, like, it lets you know at the end of the day, the things that men and women will both do for love. Love someone who is controlling them mentally, physically, you know what I'm saying? Like, she went and did some things that she would never do, you know, in her eyes. She would never do some of the things that she did, but she did it because he said, do it. You do this or I'm going to do this.
It's deep. It's really deep because, you know, you feel so, you feel powerless.
I don't
know if anybody, but to feel powerless, you don't ever want to feel like you're in a powerless situation. You understand what I'm saying? Oh, my God, it was beyond humbling. It's like, you know, and it just opened your eyes to a lot of things. I'm telling you, it's deep. For anybody that's on here listening, if you didn't see that, When Love Kills, it's a great movie to watch.
Now, when you guys do watch it, Miss Ray Queen and Twisted, when you guys watch it, we should definitely, whether it's on the show, off the show, whatever, we should definitely get together and just talk about it. You know,
I would say more
like on the show, only because on the show it allows everyone to get like hear your feedback on that movie. And because it's a true story, Miss Mobetta, I don't know if you agree, but because it's a true story, it makes sense to be, and it's real life. Like, this is something
that
somebody lived.
That's right.
Wow. This is their experience, their life that we're talking about. So I think we should talk about it, you know, after you guys watch it. So this way we can say, you know what, wow, like let's, you know, talk about it on the show. This is what we got from that. What about you, you know?
Storm.
Yes.
Are you saying Teal, C-H-I-L-L-S?
I'm sending it to you right now. I'm sending it to you right now.
Okay, all right.
I'm sending you the name of it and everything right now, so then you'll have it.
All right, thank you.
Me too. Send it to me too.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. Anyway, time is definitely of the essence.
I had fun though.
we definitely had an awesome. It went by so quick.
I'm glad I got it so quick.
OMG. So we definitely had an awesome quick hour. We normally go around the circle and we give our final thoughts on tonight's show. And Twisted T, would you like to be the first to give your final thoughts on tonight's show?
Yeah, you're either going to trust them, believe them, or deal with whatever the situation is. Like I said, it's up to the individual to believe it, deal with it, stay with it, go under it, over it, whatever you're going to do. It's up to you strictly, you know, but my thing is, certain people, when I lose trust in you, it's gone. It's done. You know, and let's keep empowering our black women, white women. It don't matter what color, but mainly our black women. If they're doing good, let them know, hey, I am so proud of you, and I'm so honored to say that you're my friend. Keep doing the damn thing, sister, because, hey, at the end of the day, you may not have what the Obamas got, but you still got all that love. You got that walk and that talk. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep bettering yourself. And I want to wish everyone a blessed and safe Labor Day weekend as well.
Yes,
and keep praying for the people out there in Texas, because I have a friend out there in Houston, and it's pretty bad.
Yeah.
Wow.
We're definitely praying for them.
Yeah. And that's my final take, y'all. And of course, I enjoyed it as always, my divas. And I love y'all.
Love you.
We love you too.
And I'll go next. My final thought is I truly enjoyed you guys. It was a great show tonight. The hour did go by really fast. You know, the topic was great. You know, I do like how, you know, the forum is set up where we were able to talk about, you know, your relationship with your children and your spouse as well. We know that there is a big difference of the two, but trust is trust. You know, so I'm happy that we were able to communicate about it from both standpoints, you know, not just, you know, a parent being in a relationship, but a parent and child as well, you know, talking about healthy relationships, unhealthy relationships, and talking about, you know, the whole trust issues as well. I enjoyed it. As far as women empowering, uplifting each other, we have to do more of that. You know, I believe we have to do more of it. We have to do more encouraging each other. We have to, you know, do more of, are you okay? Do you need anything? Can I help you with anything? Like, we have to do more of that, you know, because I feel like at the end of the day, we are all we have, you know.
And if we spend
our time beating each other down, then technically neither one of us is ever going to be uplifted, you know, because you might feel uplifted, but you beat me down to get there. So you're just as bad as I am at the end of the day, you know, or you don't want to see me doing good, but I am complimenting you. Oh, go girl. I'm proud of you. Keep doing your thing. And here you are. Well, she ain't never going to be nothing. She ain't going to do nothing with her life. You're not going to, that right there, I feel like when you set yourself up to think negative about someone else, and I'm just saying, not just, you know, black women, but just women in general, you know, to me, when you set yourself up to put yourself on a pedestal and you made it up that pedestal by beating down somebody else, I do believe that that person that you beat now is ultimately going to come back and pass you in life, to me. That's my personal opinion, because that's how I feel, you know. You can beat somebody down, but I feel like that person will always be better than you, because that person may be down now, but that don't mean they're going to be down forever.
Thank you.
And they're not going to get up by, up, you know, by beating down other people. So I definitely say I enjoyed myself. Guys, watch that movie so we can definitely talk about it.
Okay.
You know, there's so many different things that we could talk about when it comes down to that movie. So I'm excited. I'm looking forward to it. I believe there's no show on Friday. You know, we do have a lot of stuff that we're working on right now, you know, and summertime is over. I don't know where it went, but I miss it already. So on that note, have a safe weekend, everybody.
Summer's done.
You know, have a safe weekend. And oh, my God, I forgot to say it. And happy birthday to, oh, my God, please forgive me, my cousin Dumplin's daughter. She's turning 16 on Saturday. And when I tell you, only if I was ever able to pronounce this girl's name, it will be a blessing, but I cannot pronounce it to save my life. But I'm going to say I can't. And I don't know, it's a complicated name, and I just don't understand how we ended up with this name, because it's complicated. It's nice, but it's complicated. You know, but wish her a happy birthday, and I don't even want to mess the name up, because a part of me said Taquana, but I know that is not the name, so I'm not going to play myself and say it, you know, but I'm going to say, you know, it's chapter 16 of her life, and she's definitely doing big things, and we support her, and, you know, hopefully we'll make that trip, you know, going to celebrate her big day. You know, I'm going to spell her name out for y'all in a minute, because I'm definitely not going to try to pronounce it, because I said Taquana, and I know her name is not Taquana.
Yes,
I don't know what I'm thinking about.
Yep,
but you guys, go ahead, y'all finish up, and I'm going to find it.
I can't.
Oh, wait. Okay, I'm ready. Timbra. TYAMBRA.
What?
Yeah. See, there you go.
That's pretty, though.
So happy birthday to you, boo. Hopefully we'll be there, you know, this weekend to celebrate with you, you know, your chapter 16. Hopefully we'll be there, definitely. But, you know, if not, happy birthday to you. And may God continue to bless you, you know, on your chapter 16 and the remaining part of your, you know, your new year, your new life, your new journey. You know, welcome. Okay, y'all go ahead.
Happy birthday. That's what we say. That's what, happy birthday.
Exactly. See, now y'all feel the way I did with the name, how you pronounce it. Tiambre.
Tiambre. That's good for them,
Tiambre.
Okay.
Well, listen.
Well, it's on you. What you want to do? Hey.
I apologize first and foremost for my tardiness, but when duty calls, you know, yeah, got to do what you got to do to get what you got to get. Hush, twisted. I thank God again. I thank God for the palace, you know, for the format and stuff that we do have set up over the GQ Palace Radio. Thank God for the opportunities and all that good stuff. You trust people as much as they allow you to trust them. You know, they start showing you their hand, and you better believe it. You know, again, start checking yourself on how much you allow people to do in your life. You know, start checking you on that. Don't check them, because we can't really control what anybody else does. So good, bad, or indifferent, they're going to do what they want to do. So start checking you. Like, all right, start asking yourself questions. What is it that I want? What, you know, how much more of this can I take? What is it do I really deserve? You know, start, you know, checking yourself. And as far as women uplifting each other, it's nothing to say, hi, beautiful, you're beautiful. You know, it doesn't take a lot. You know, it really doesn't, to give somebody that upliftment that we really need. I hope you have a good day. You know, simple things like that is all it starts with. You know, and as far as dishing out anything like monetarily and different things like that, then that's on another level. If you can afford to do so, and if you see somebody that's in a need, then you help. That's what makes the world go round. You know, you saw
the Diva Squad is beautiful.
Oh, Divas.
You know, and it's just as simple as that, is uplifting each other, you know, and respecting each other's space as well. You know, we have to start respecting
right.
people's spaces. Stop people out there, you know, chicks and all that stuff. Stop wanting to digest what you see somebody else eating. You know, you don't even know how they're eating. You don't even know how they got
yeah.
there. You know,
that's right.
Don't, you can never
preach
judge a book by its cover. You can't.
Right.
You really have to go into and start reading the chapters before you can actually judge anything. So,
mm-hmm.
you know source, know the source first. So,
mm-hmm.
but
yeah.
You know, God bless us all.
Amen.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lead not
yes.
into
your own understanding. Praise
the
Lord.
Yes.
All right. You know what? I can't.
Tune in same time, same place, all that good stuff next week. Y'all have a blessed one. I love y'all.
Yeah. Be safe all weekend. Love you. See you later.
Love you more.
You see me, I be work. You see me, do me, dirt. And some me better work. When you walk a line. I'm in the cafe, my dad. Drive me, I deserve you. No time to have you lurking. You make a like, now you don't like it. You know I dealt with you the nicest. Nobody touched me in the right. Nobody text me in a crisis. I believed all of your dreams are duration. You took my heart, all my keys, and my patience. You took my heart, I must leave a decoration. You mistaken my love, I brought for you for foundation. All that I wanted from you was to give me something that I never had. Something that you never seen. Something that you never been. But I wake up and nothing's wrong. Just get ready for work. You see me, I be work. You see me, do me, dirt. And some me better work. Na-na-na-na-na. When you walk out, na-na-na-na-na. Before the table, turn. Beg you something, please. Baby, don't you leave. Don't leave me stuck here in the streets. If I get another chance to, I would never neglect you. Against you, I just hope that it gets to you. I hope that you see this through. I hope that you see this through. What can I say? Please recognize I'm trying, baby. I feel why. It's me, I feel why. You see me do my da. So me better why. When you walk out, la. When the cat from my ta.
Yeah, okay. Get done at work, come over. We just need to slow the motion. Don't get out of the way to no one. Long distance, I need you. When I see potential, I just gotta see it through. If you had a twin, I would still choose you. I don't wanna rush into it if it's too soon. But I know you need to get done if you come over. Sorry if I'm way less friendly. I got niggas tryna end me off. Yeah. I spilled all my emotions tonight, I'm sorry. Rolling. How many more shots until you're rolling? We just need a face to face. You could pick the time and the place. You'll spend some time away. Now you need to forward and give me all the work.
It's in me, I feel work. It's in me, do my When the cat from my turn.